President Barack Obama has told business leaders that the United States is committed to Asia. The president spoke at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum meetings in Beijing. He arrived in the Chinese capital Monday morning. Mr. Obama announced a new visa policy with China. Under the program, the two countries will increase the length of short-term tourist and business visas given to the other's citizens from 1 to 10 years. They will also extend the length of student and exchange visas from 1 to 5 years. The new policy will go into effect on November 12th. President Obama also expressed support for American plans for a 12-nation Trans-Pacific Partnership. Critics have questioned the proposal because it fails to include China and competes with Chinese plans for an Asian free trade area. Also in Beijing, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe have met for talks for the first time since they took office. The discussions took place during the APEC meeting at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. Mr. Xi told Mr. Abe that China hopes Japan will continue the path of peaceful development and accept what he called prudent military and security policies. China's Xinhua news agency reported his comment. The Japanese leader said his meeting with the Chinese president is the first step in improving relations between their countries. The two leaders met 3 days after China and Japan agreed to increase discussions. Diplomats from Iran and Western countries have opened a second day of talks in Oman about Iran's nuclear program. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is representing his country at the negotiations. Also in attendance are European Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton and American Secretary of State John Kerry. On Sunday, President Barack Obama said the sides are still far apart in reaching a nuclear agreement before an announced end-of-the-month time limit. The meeting in Oman is the president's best chance of reaching a nuclear agreement with Iran before the Republican Party takes control of the U.S. Congress next year. More than 40 people have been killed in a suicide bombing at a school in northeastern Nigeria. Many of those killed were students. The bomb exploded Monday at a town in the Nigerian state of Yobe. At the time, the students were gathering for a morning meeting at a secondary school that specializes in science. Medical workers say the bombing injured more than 70 people, many of them seriously. Witnesses say the bomber wore clothing like those worn by students. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but some Nigerians suspect the militant group Boko Haram was responsible. Words in this story. Forum, noun, a meeting at which a subject can be discussed. Prudent, noun, having or showing careful good judgment. Suicide, noun, the act of killing yourself because you do not want to continue living. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.